Well, this is the time of the program when we introduce you to Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the publisher of MI Tech News. It's a collection of the top news items in technology and entrepreneurship throughout the state of Michigan. And you say it must cost you a fortune? It's free, and you get it every week on Friday. Mike, let's let them know what some of the headlines are here that you're looking at this week. National venture capital investment in the second quarter bests $17 billion. That's the first time in a while, isn't it?
Since the fourth quarter of the year 2000, which is, of course, 2000 is when the dot-com bubble burst.
Yep.
So this is really good news. It's a lot of VC money has been on the sidelines for a variety of reasons, part of which was, you know, they weren't sure about the Internet. Now, of course, there's a lot of money that's coming back into the market. Everything's really rosy. It's all great news. And in Michigan, we did 18 deals for about almost $50 million in the second quarter, so that's a good thing, too.
That's excellent. Yeah, it's a great place to be if you're an entrepreneur. And by the way, MI Tech News is a great way of finding out where those funding sources are. And as a matter of fact, you had a number of things in your headlines this week. We're talking about money that's available to entrepreneurs, contests and things like that that are out there as well, Mike.
Yeah, we try to cover all that, particularly anything for entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Being one myself, I know how tough it is to raise money. Yeah, well, it's tough to raise money, period, but for an entrepreneur in particular, because startups are so iffy. You know, it's like anything else. I mean, you're taking a chance. A lot of them fail. So getting other people to put their money into the kitty other than your friends and family, that's usually pretty easy, but professionals are a bit pickier, right?
Well, one of the other things that's great about MI Tech News is that you also have a tremendous number of other sources, a growing number of other sources of information, programs like ours, like IT and the D, and Digital Divas. Matter of fact, I saw episode number 9 there. These are powerful ladies who are involved in technology, entrepreneurial, and technology businesses, who every week highlight a woman who is at the top of her field.
Yeah, they do, and it's a diverse crew on the Digital Divas. You have Nicole Johnson, who covers STEM for me, and she's also the only woman in a high-ranking position at Cisco in the state of Michigan.
Wow.
You have Amanda Luan, who is the co-founder of Bamboo Detroit, co-working space downtown, younger woman about my daughter's age. You shouldn't give us away my age, right? And then Kathleen Norton-Shock, who's the old pro. I should be careful how I say
yeah,
that.
Who is the
more seasoned pro.
There you go.
Who's like connected to everybody. So, I mean, between the three of them, they do a wonderful job.
Wonderful. So. Hey, one last thing I want to talk about before you step out here is that you're going to be involved in a maker fair that's going on at, is it this weekend or next weekend coming up?
Next weekend, yeah.
Okay.
Next weekend at the Henry Ford. In fact, I'm going to do my segment from the show,
excellent.
From the Henry Ford Maker Fair. And it starts on Saturday, runs Saturday and Sunday. There's going to be more than 400 makers there showing off their wares.
Fascinating.
And it could be anything from 3D type stuff to robotics to drones to jewelry. It's all sorts of stuff. And then they're expecting upwards of 50,000 people to come through.
Whoa! Now, is that going to be in the museum or at the village or between?
Both. It's so big this year, it's going to be both in the museum and outside, and hopefully the weather will be, you know, cooperative.
I hope it does. I hope it does. Mike, thanks so much for being with us here. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News. It's good always to have you with us.
Thanks very much, Foster. Look forward to next week.
Absolutely. From the Maker Fair. By the way, if you want to get hold of MI Tech News, very simple. Go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down the page, and then right next to Mike's smiling face, click on that button. It says subscribe now. You simply put in your email address, and it's on its way to you every week. These headlines and many, many more. You'll find an incredible number of resources available for you there. Absolutely free.